Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Her mom wants to bring a plus one that nobody knows to her kid's birthday party. She wants to shut mom down. How do you do it? Abby's got the email.
Hi, Bert Show. I need your help very quickly. My mother texted me this morning asking if she could bring a plus one with her to our kid's birthday party in July. Our kids are Irish twins, and their birth dates are literally 2 weeks apart, so we tend to combine the event. I would ask my husband, yet I know he will immediately say, no, she always does this beep, and my gut reaction when she texted me this morning was no, not appropriate. My parents have been divorced since 2006, and my dad remarried a couple years ago. Long story, but my mom is not a fan and struggles to be around my dad's wife. She does this from time to time and asks if a friend or a plus one can come by the house or meet up for a family event like Easter dinner. When we say yes, almost every time, it's awkward, and she ends up breaking it off with these guys weeks later. The birthday party will be in a public event place with our kids' friends and our adult friends, along with my dad and his wife, my sister, and her family. My mom tends to gather her troops at events where she might be riding solo. I don't like bringing over random people for it to just be a one or two time thing because my kids always ask questions afterward, and I feel like I have to clean up her messiness. What are all your thoughts? We have never met this new plus one. Should I just follow my gut? Honestly, I know she's been seeing someone, so I assume this plus one is a romantic plus one. Thanks.
So from a guy that came from a family with that everybody cut each other off and have very little ties to family, that's really the way to go. So much less stress. You don't have to deal with everybody else's problems. It's so much easier to go at it alone. I don't know. What do you guys do?
I get it. And if I were in this position, I wouldn't want my mom to continue to bring a different guy every time and make it awkward. It's certainly something I wouldn't want to see happen. But I don't know how you tell your mom that she can't bring anybody. It just feels wrong to allow others to bring a plus one and then to tell your mom because of your decisions you can't.
From what you've told us, you would never approach this with your mom.
If she was in this position and it was like that bad to the point where I felt like it was making it difficult for everybody around and I was truly embarrassed by it, I would probably have a conversation with her. But I would be honest. I would completely say to her, listen, if you're going to bring a plus one, it can't continue to be these guys that you cause all of this drama with, and then you're not speaking 2 weeks later. So I'd prefer, if that's the case, for you to come alone and just respect the fact that we no longer want to see that.
Yeah, I feel really bad for the mom in this situation. As somebody who's chronically single, like, I show up to a lot of places, a lot of events alone. Mm-hmm. And that's, after a while, especially if, like, you're going to be confronted with your ex, like, that's a really... It just sucks. Like, it's a sucky situation to constantly come to places by yourself to feel like you're always in situations where you don't really have anyone else. Because, like, let's face it, they're going to be preoccupied with their kids and the dad's going to have the new wife. For me, I kind of feel for the mom.
Well, okay, let's stay on this, you showing up by yourself for a second here. And let's just assume mom's going to show up for herself. What is the awkwardness for you? Because maybe it's different for women. As a dude, if you show up, you specifically show up to a party by yourself, there is not one thought that, oh, Abby's alone again. Is that how you think that people are seeing you?
No. For me, it's not an insecurity thing. I like being alone. I'm totally fine by that. And I don't have a problem being a single adult out in this world. I don't. For me, there's not a stigma. But when you are in a situation where everybody has somebody else, like especially at weddings and your friends either have their boyfriend or their fiance is a plus one and you're there by yourself, it's a very weird situation. It almost makes you feel... It makes me feel like a little kid almost. I'm not as adult as everybody else.
It's like odd woman out.
And so I have a lot of empathy for the mom in this situation where she probably feels that way.
Has anybody done anything at like a wedding that you showed up to by yourself or a party where there are a whole bunch of couples and you're there by yourself? Has anybody done anything that has made you feel that way, or is this self-imposed?
It's self-imposed, but I don't think that's unfair to say that it's just a feeling that you have to deal with. Like when I remember after a wedding, like a year or two ago, we went out to drinks afterwards and everybody's got their person next to them. So when there's conversations going on, you know, it's maybe two couples talking and the other two couples talking and maybe a side conversation. And you're kind of sitting there just waiting for everybody else to start a group conversation again. And it's just a very isolating experience.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I'm with Abby and the fact that I feel for the mom and the fact that the husband remarried so shortly after the divorce and she doesn't like the wife. And so she has to, if she shows up alone, it probably makes her feel less than because she hasn't found that next person. And it seems to me she's damned if she do, she's damned if she doesn't. Because if she rides solo, she gathers the troop and makes a mess of the party. Or she brings a rando and it's a little bit awkward and she has to explain to the kids. So I feel like you can't win in either situation. So just let her bring the plus one.
That's what I would do also. I'm avoiding that conversation. Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
The Bird Show.